Shabbos Berk Alf Mishnah Hey. Bishami Omim Ein Shor and Dio V'Samon V'Karshinim El Kadesh Shishomi Bo Yom. So Bishami says one is not allowed to soak ink. That's Dio V'Samonim. That's dye V'Karshinim. Those are vetches. Those are plants that we said in the previous Mishnayos. In Maaser Sheni and Chala, the humans would only eat them in the time of famines, lo aleinu. And all three of these things, if one would soak, according to Bishami, one had to make sure that they were soaked mibod yom before Shabbos, meaning that there was enough time to soften it v'chulu. Now, what's the problem of doing this on Shabbos itself? It's actually Machlokes Rishonim. Rabbi Kiveger brings, firstly, we're going to see the Tesisantiv hold this also, that this is a problem, for example, the ink and the dye is a problem of lush, which is kneading, where you have a liquid and a solid, and you put it together to make a new mixture, a thicker mixture usually. But there's two things. There's a dover that's a bar gibel and on something that's not a bar gibel. Bar gibel is something that when you mix the two things together, it becomes one new mamoshes. Like when you take flour and water, it becomes dough. But there are certain things that when you mix them together, they don't form a new substance. And that's called something that's lav bar gibel. So Rabbi Kiveger brings that the Shita of Tosis, the Ravid, and the Ran, they all hold that in something that's lav bar gibel, like the cases in our Mishnah, when you put water in, that's the malacha. But something like dough, if you put water into flour, it's only malacha until you actually make it into dough and knead it together. So that's why this would be an issue of lush. However, the Rambam holds that this is not a problem of lush. Rather, is a problem of tzaveya, of coloring. You're coloring the water by putting the dyes into the water. That's the problem according to the Rambam. Nevertheless, whatever the malach is being done, you're not doing it before Shabbos. But Beishami says you have to give yourself enough time that it's already done before Shabbos. But don't do it, Beishami holds, right before Shabbos, that it should be completed on Shabbos, because that's going to be a problem of having your kalim do malacha for you. That's called shvisas kalim, and Beishami holds of shvisas kalim, that it's also to have your kalim do malacha for you. Or even if the malacha is being done inside of the kelim, that's a problem of Shvisas kelim according to Beis Shammai. Uveis Hillel matirin. However, Beis Hillel maters it. The Rav says the difference is the Beis Hillel did not hold of Shvisas kelim. We don't hold of Shvisas kelim because we hold like Beis Hillel. But we do hold of Shvisas behema. Why? So the Rav says interesting because a person is muzer on Shvisas behema because there's tzar bali chayim, but not on Shvisas kelim. So it comes out, according to Beis Hillel, as long as you would pour it in right before Shabbos, as long as it's not Shabbos, it's not a problem because there's no issue with Shvisas Kalim.